here's something to put our dysfunctional politics in perspective.
Bom dia.
That's a heckler disrupting a ceremony today led by Brazil's president, Dilma Rousseff. Rousseff is extremely unpopular in Brazil right now. She's facing mounting calls for her impeachment, mostly because of a massive government corruption scandal involving Rousseff's ruling Workers' Party and a giant state-owned oil company. Corruption charges have also been leveled against Rousseff's predecessor, Lula da Silva. So the president allegedly turned her attention to protecting Lula.
Alô.
Alô.
Lula, deixa eu te falar uma coisa.
That's Rousseff and Lula chatting on the phone. The recording was released by a judge who said it proves an illegal conspiracy by Rousseff to give Lula immunity from prosecution by making Lula the president's new chief of staff. Rousseff replied that what's illegal is the wiretap itself, and she went ahead and named Lula her chief of staff.
Seja bem-vindo, ministro Lula.
The president officially welcomed Lula to her cabinet, undeterred by that heckler we heard earlier, and ignoring renewed calls for her impeachment. Some of the loudest calls have come from a group of young activists with a U.S. connection. They've organized several recent protests against the president. Catherine Osborne has that story from Rio de Janeiro.
Fora PT! Fora PT!
Over 200,000 people showed up at a recent protest in Rio calling for President Rousseff's impeachment. One of those protesters was 22-year-old engineering student Pedro Souto. He was riding on top of a sound car with a Brazilian flag draped around his shoulders like a Superman cape. The car also featured a banner for the Free Brazil Movement. It's one of the main groups that's lined up against Rousseff's government. And it was founded by members of another group that's been spreading fast in this country called Estudantes pela Liberdade, Students for Liberty. And by liberty, they mean libertarian.
Encontrei pelo Facebook um grupo que debatia esses temas que acabou sendo.
Pedro says he first started reading articles about libertarianism on Facebook, and he liked what he saw there.
Arrocho financeiro.
Cutting government spending, privatizing state companies, and reducing regulation. This is very far from how Brazil is set up right now. Brazil, like many Latin American countries, is a social welfare state with universal health care and many big companies that are partly government owned. But a pro-market, anti-regulation movement has been growing in the region. Economist Bernardo Santoro is part of that movement in Brazil. He recalls attending a meeting in Rio back in 2012, organized in part by a group called Atlas Network. He says the gathering was all about brainstorming.
To think new ideas how the movement would grow up and bring Estudantes pela Liberdade, Students for Liberty, to Brazil was one of these ideas.
Both Atlas and Students for Liberty are based in the U.S., and both have received funding recently from, among others, the Charles Koch Foundation, the billionaire-backed group known for supporting far-right causes. Students for Liberty Brazil got started with grants from American donors, but now the group is mostly funded from inside Brazil. And it's big. About half of all Students for Liberty members worldwide are Brazilians. They get inspiration and some training from the U.S. They read papers from the U.S. Cato Institute, and they reference politicians like Rand Paul.
The popularization of internet in Brazil helped a lot the cause.
So did a growing discontent in Brazil with an economic recession and massive government corruption scandals. President Rousseff herself has not been charged, but some Students for Liberty members wanted to try and build pressure to get her impeached in favor of a more pro-business president. That's why they formed the Free Brazil Movement and started organizing protest marches against Rousseff and her Workers' Party.
Numa manifestação que eu não vi uma camisa vermelha. Nenhuma. Nenhuma.
Now, economist Bernardo Santoro is the real coordinator for the Free Brazil Movement.
Without the street demonstrations, the impeachment will not happen. And if eventually it happened, the street demonstration were directly responsible for that.
Political scientist Celso Bahus agrees, but he's also worried. He says some economic reforms are absolutely necessary to make it easier to do business in Brazil. But he says impeachment might also bring in changes that are harsher than voters would accept through a normal election process.
The right would like to have less labor regulations. They would love unions to be less powerful.
Bahus is also critical of the tactics being used by groups like the Free Brazil Movement. He sees an American influence there, too.
They're clearly inspired by the Tea Party and, you know, this, the whole, the recent radicalization that you saw at the Republican Party.
What happens next in Brazil, says Bahus, nobody knows. Impeachment remains a possibility, But today, President Rousseff vowed to resist. She said the protests against her won't, quote, bring her to her knees. For The World, I'm Catherine Osborne in Rio de Janeiro.